Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. Yo, check this out. Imagine that you have worked your entire life to to become a nurse, a lawyer, a doctor. You've been able to excel at your specialty. You've been able to excel at your specialty for a long time. Ever since you were a small kid, you have been able to be the 1% of the 1%. You've worked your way through high school and did all of the different things that got you noticed in high school. You then worked through college. You became one of the best in high school. You became one of the best in college. Other people looked at you and said, hey, man, you're going to be really, really good at this job. Then, upon graduation, you land the job of your life. You are playing for the team. You are working for the place that you always wanted to work for. And now you are on your way. And in a matter of seconds, it is all stripped away. Not because anyone has any legitimate evidence of something that you did wrong, but just off an allegation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the slippery slope, welcome to the fine line that athletes, especially high-level athletes, have to deal with every single day of their life. We have heard people at the high school level get caught up with allegations that derail their career before it ever even gets started. Allegations get put on them. They don't even make it to college, or at least they don't make it to college at the same level that they would have if the allegations never occurred. We hear countless amounts of stories of college athletes and allegations, and their livelihood is derailed. And in the professional ranks, we hear about allegations, and we find out what happens to people once they are accused of something. That brings me to the Matt Araiza conversation. See, there was an article that came out on Yahoo Sports, pretty darn reputable media outlet. It says that former Bills punter Matt Araiza was not present during alleged gang rape activity that essentially got him fired after he was drafted by the Buffalo Bills with the 6th-round pick. The man never even got to play because of a civil suit that this alleged victim put on him and several other people. Now, here's the interesting part about this, right? Because I was thinking about it. Because I know that he could just sue this woman, right? That's the, hey, someone sues you, you countersue. But here's the problem. Here's what the loophole is. And quite honestly, one of the things that turned me off about the Deshaun Watson case is that these are not allegations that are being taken to the police. These are allegations that are being, or by the way, let me rewind that. They were taken, or they were taken to police, and police decided to not move any further with it. Now, I don't know which one is true in this case. I don't know if the alleged victim took it to the police and the police didn't do anything. So I don't want to put that on it. But I have seen tons of cases where there was something taken to the police. The police said, there's nothing here. And yet there was still a civil case. In the Deshaun Watson case, after, on the back end of all of the allegations and people joining a civil lawsuit, only then were criminal, like, was criminal misconduct even looked into. But when it was looked into, and when it went to the court to decide if it would go further, in two different places, they said, nah, nothing here. At least not nothing, I guess. Not enough to do something about. So now in Matt Araiza's case, he was accused of being involved in an alleged gang rape, and he wasn't even there. Now, I am 100% sure that during this process, Matt Araiza said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I was not even there. I don't know what this woman is talking about. And yet it did not stop the bills from cutting him and every publication known to man throwing him under the bus. Reputation smeared. Career gone. This man has worked his entire life to get to the level of an NFL punter, which, by the way, there's only one. It's not like a running back or a wide receiver or a D-line or O-line DBs. Hell, it's not even like a quarterback where there are multiple on a team. You get one punter and one kicker and one long snapper. These are specialized positions. These are the 1% of the 1% of that 1%. There are tons of great punters in college. Some years, none of them get drafted. So for someone to get drafted as a punter means they must be really, really good. They have a great future. And yet, a recently released 200-plus page document details all of the evidence in the case versus Matt Araiza. And part of that evidence is that he was not even there. He was not in the building when this alleged situation was going on. And now he is left to try to rebuild, right? Because the damage is already done. Here's what I have, right? Because I don't want anyone to misconstrue what I'm saying. I don't want people to believe that I'm saying don't believe victims. Because on a large percentage, most of the times when there's an allegation, there's truth, right? Usually, when a woman alleges that a man assaulted her in any type of way, physically, sexually, it's usually true. But it's not always true. It's not always true. And this is just another in a long line of situations where it's not true. And my question to this is, why can't we, as the public, wait? We respect the victim. Excuse me. We respect the alleged victim. We respect their privacy. They don't release names. But we don't respect the accused. We plaster their picture all over the place. We run their name through the mud. They are guilty until proven innocent. And in most cases, they're guilty until proven not guilty. See, because I learned that new trick as well. Oh, well, he's not guilty. He's not in, that doesn't mean he's innocent. Well, now we're splitting hairs. Now we're deciding arbitrarily what we want the law to be and what we want the law to say as it fits our whims, right? But if we're going to be innocent until proven guilty, which is what it should be, then it's not believe on one side, it's believe everybody. Or, and here's my favorite, don't believe anyone. Make them both prove it, right? It's either believe both sides or don't believe anybody. Make them prove it. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the make them prove it world. I'm okay with the make them prove it situations. Make him prove that he did nothing. Make her prove that she did nothing. I'm sorry, make her prove that something happened. We don't have to destroy a 22-year-old's life because of an allegation that wasn't even in a criminal court case. We could just sit back and wait for the evidence to come out. A civil trial, people still have to like, you know, testify. They still have to show evidence. So eventually, when that trial is over, the evidence will come out. The evidence will come out. And as the evidence comes out, we'll know the truth. We don't have to throw one person under the bus to make us feel like we support the other one. We can support one person while holding out and waiting for the truth. Hey, I support this young lady. I support what she said happened, but I'm going to wait to see what the evidence says to pass judgment on this other person. We don't have to reduce to the lowest denominator just because we're not beholden to law. We can be better as the public. We can be better about what we do, about how we go about our prosecution of people. Because the bills would never have cut a razor, had there not been public pressure to do so. Now, some people might say that's bad. I'm saying they should wait until there's actual real evidence. If he is what they say he is, then get him out of here. If he's not, then go. Okay, move forward. But now that name is forever tarnished. Even though prosecutors These are prosecutors have released documents. The prosecution is saying this man had nothing to do with it. This isn't a, oh, well, the evidence fell through the cracks. This isn't a, oh, well, the evidence, we didn't have enough evidence. That's them saying we have all the evidence and he had nothing to do with it. I heard someone say that she should be put in jail. Of course she should. Except it's a civil case. And that's where the loophole is. Because you can't be charged for a false allegation if the allegation was made in civil court. The only recourse the person has is to countersue. But if I'm an NFL punter, what does just a regular person have to give me? I'm going to countersue them for no money just to say I sued them. I'm going to waste more of my money trying to sue someone that does not have money. This is a hustle. You can't come back and go, all right, you're going to pay for your false allegations. No, there's no recourse. Heck, I still don't even know the woman's name. I personally don't care, but we know Matarazza. And there's something wrong with that. If you don't think there's something wrong with that, it's fine. We just have differing opinions in the way in which people should behave. We have differing opinions. And it's okay. I'm not telling anybody to change. I'm telling you to think about the ramifications of your actions for both sides, not just one. And when you do that, maybe, just maybe, you come out with a different outcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. Till next time. Peace.